What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV sideline reporter. It is Heidi Watney. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing very well now. Y'all got the doubleheader, as is the usual. Tonight, you got Rays and Orioles at 6 p.m. Central, and then Rangers Angels at 7:15 Central on Apple TV. Please tell me that you were more optimistic for the Rangers in this series than when we played the Angels about a week and a half ago, and it was a catastrophe.
Well, I was optimistic for the Rangers in that series as well, but apparently they just don't do well in interleague, playing in interdivision games on the road.
They really do not.
Yeah, they're not big fans of it for some reason. But you had a good sit down with Chris Young. I really enjoyed that conversation I had with him. He's an ultra competitive guy. Is that kind of what you get off of him?
He's always been, since his playing days, and that competitiveness hasn't left him in his role in the front office as well.
Is that, I have this feeling that he's just like, if I'm not going to be on a team that's trying to win, I don't want to even be around. That's the kind of vibe I get off of him, is I just want, all I'm trying to do is win with this team. And did you get the feeling from him when you were talking to him that he believes this unit is there, or that they're still trying to figure things out?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things that I took from him is in the, potential trade that didn't happen of DeGrom, he wanted to give DeGrom a chance to win. He thinks that players genuinely deserve, and if a team that is considered to be a World Series contender this year wanted to trade for him, he wanted to present that to Jacob, and Jacob wanted to win here. And I do think Chris believes in this squad. I believe in this squad. Honestly, if they can get the offense going in the right direction, their pitching is good. They're getting healthy again, which is going to be key for this team, and that's going to be big additions. I know everyone talks about what teams do and don't do at the trade deadline, and that can have a negative impact in the clubhouse doing nothing. Obviously, shipping right. guys away has a negative impact, but not doing enough can... I talked to a couple of players since we were there right after the trade deadline 2 weeks ago, and they seemed unclear on the direction of the organization because of the lack of moves. Now, the organization could be handcuffed in many ways that the players and fans don't know about in terms of trade deadlines with, like, no trade clauses and potential salary issues and stuff like that. So not everything is for the consumption of the players and for them to understand. But one of the things, the messages from Skip Schumacher, from Jacob deGrom, from CY, was that this squad has what it takes to compete. And especially as they're getting healthy again, they need to go on a run, and they know what they need to do over these next now month and a half to make the postseason. I mean, they're sitting there teetering right on the edge of a wild card spot right now. And we saw what happened in 23. I think there's a lot of parallels to this team and that 23 team. Sneaky talented, hasn't been on a lot of people's radars outside of Dallas, the Dallas Arlington area this year, but could go on a run.
Now, I love everything that you're saying. I hope you still understand the spirit of this follow-up question, because it's not just about the Rangers, but do you think we will find AL teams that want to either win the AL West or take that third wild card spot?
Who wants it? No, I
don't know.
Does anybody? Are we trying here? No, I definitely think that we're trying, despite the fact that fans assume that their teams aren't trying if they're not playing well. That is not the case. I can tell you that I would say, I'm not going to say 100%, but I would say 98% of MLB players are giving their best effort every single day, and the front offices as well. Look, with the AL West, you've got a situation where two of the teams, it doesn't seem like they're trying. They've just been mired in this, like the A's are transitioning and to Vegas, and like they're in this middle ground where they're playing in a minor league ballpark and trying to make the best of it and trying to go for it. But it's really, their situation is difficult. Look at them in 2028. They're going to come onto the scene. The Angels, look, they got a guy at the top right now in John Mozeliak who was able to go in and stabilize the Cardinals organization for 20 years. So he's a great guy to get. He's already made some changes. I expect that to continue, whether he sticks around or he hires someone that he trusts to take over. And you know, you need the owner to stay out of the way in that situation. Mm. And I think he's learning that. I think he's learning that. But it's hard to teach, you know, billionaires lessons, so we'll see.
Then, what do you mean? Yeah,
very smart group of people. They got there somehow. So then you look at, you've got a three-team race, and the Mariners took a huge step backwards. Nobody expected Cal Raleigh to hit 60 home runs, but he's taken quite the offensive step backwards, and they still have a lot of talent. Their pitching staff is still very good. I can't really explain what's happened with them this year, because it's kind of dumbfounding to me.
Okay,
and
well,
then the Astros, you know, like the Astros and Rangers are in the same place. Like, they're both in this middle ground of like rebuilding, but like on the fly, trying to make it work. So I don't know. It's just a division that's up for grabs.
Would you argue that the Mariners have been the most disappointing team in baseball based on preseason expectations?
One of them, yeah. Yeah, one of them. The Blue Jays were pretty disappointing for a while, but they seem to be ticking up lately,
right,
and they're creeping up in those AL standings. But yeah, I'm surprised by the Mariners this year.
Heidi, the Apple TV product is just absolutely crystal clear. And when you were on that game, it was the post game, you're interviewing Jock, and I had seen it, but my wife came in and sat down, and she goes, "Is she sweating on her nose right now?" And I said,
"Oh,
I said no, she just got splash zoned." How dangerous is your job after a win like that? And like, how do you always have to keep an eye out for the water tubs?
You know, I'm glad you bring this up, because that broke a streak, a perfect streak. I was batting 1,000 on dodging the Gatorade or water cooler situation. In the 5 years on this package, I keep my head on a swivel. I know where they are. I step out just at the last minute, so I try not to give it away to the player who's about to be doused.
It's important.
I have not gotten a drop of water on me until 2 weeks ago. Nicky Lopez came from my blind side and totally got, I mean, mostly Jock, but it splashed on me a little, yeah.
Were you really good at dodgeball, too, then, growing up?
You know, I have some body coordination. You know, I was a gymnast. I played some sports in my day. That can be elusive.
That being said, like when it comes to Jock, that was an awesome home run from him to start that one. He's had kind of he was mired here in a way, because when he got here, it didn't work out, and now he seems to have a different vibe with this clubhouse and this fan base too. Would you kind of know what kind of personality he's been throughout his career?
Jock's personality is it entertains me for sure, and that's the thing. He's an entertainer. He's not shy about expressing his opinions. He's a fun guy to watch. When he's going well, you're going to know it. Everyone's going to know it. And everyone's going to want to go buy a set of pearls and just like rock Jocktober. on the other hand, when he's not doing well, you're going to hear about it too. He's just a guy who wears his emotions on his sleeve. And I can't fault him for that because I'm a similar personality. So I like it.
I get it. Me too. Now, we've seen the pickup, especially this month, from Corey Seager. And you mentioned we've got pitchers coming back. Jack Leiter threw another rehab assignment last night. And obviously, the pitching matters a great deal. But do you feel like the resurgence of Seager and Langford is going to be the primary reason that the Rangers do or do not make the playoffs?
Look, they need those guys to perform in order to make the playoffs, right? I mean, Corey Seager is Mr. Clutch. I mean, like, what, two-time World Series MVP?
Yep.
Health is wealth, though, right? Both of those guys have been hurt this year, and they're injuries that aren't easy to come back from. I mean, we've seen Seager tick up a couple notches since coming off his most recent IL stint. At least offensively, he's doing well. I think Langford's going to get there, too. It's hard when you miss a lot of the season and you've had injuries to come back from. But they're going to lead this offense, and the Rangers need them to lead this offense to get where they want to go. And I really do fully believe that they can get there.
And I love it. We're going to need to have you on more to really enjoy.
We got some fans right now.
Yeah,
saying
this
she
last
is selling
month
me
and
right
a half.
Now.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, I'm a glass half full kind of person, but when I look at the talent on the roster and I look at the landscape of the American League right now, then I think that they can hang.
I've been tracking since my co-host said that the Dodgers were falling apart and they're still 9 games up.
Okay, I didn't say falling apart.
They're like, look, man, we're just so far ahead right now. But the one thing that he's been really keeping track of a lot of is the Pete Crow Armstrong, Shohei Ohtani back and forth battle. And quite honestly, the other night we got some of the most exciting baseball that we've had this season. And baseball was awesome. The Rangers were off, and it was fun for all of us at the same time. But that battle right there is it going to come down to those two? And do you think Pete Crow Armstrong has the ability to take down Shohei?
The way it's going right now, this is actually, we had Cubs last week, we had Cubs Cardinals, and that was a question I asked of both of the managers. And they said, look, if Shohei is healthy and pitching the way he did at the beginning of the season, it's no contest. Having a dominant starting pitcher, that's what they pay these guys for, right? Do you pay for, great gold glove center field defense, or do you pay for a dominant starting pitcher? But Shohei's not pitching right now, and he's starting to ramp up. I think he threw a bullpen session. So does he come back before the postseason? Does he come back? Do they kind of try to do one of those roles where he comes in as a closer or hybrid situation in the bullpen? We'll see. But if he's not pitching, then yes, I think PCA can overtake him. As of now, their offense is neck and neck. But yeah. Pete's also making those 5-star plays in the outfield every single day.
Yes, he is an incredible defender. I'm definitely with you on that. Mm-hmm. Can you give us your thoughts on the, I'll say, curious case of Ketel Marte?
Oh, goodness. It's definitely odd. I think the lack of information coming out, coming from the team and what they are saying, by the lack of information coming from the player, means that they tried to trade him before. He's had some issues before, some off-field issues. But what the information we're getting from the organization, I would say, tells you that there's definitely like a wide chasm between him and the team, and whether that's repairable and he can come back and be a wonderful contributing member of the team is in question right now, just with the information that's coming out. I hope him well. I wish him well. I know he's an emotional player and he's a great guy. And I believe that the team and Torrey Lovello, loves him. He loves all of his players. He's a manager who just cares so much about his guys. So for him to come out and say that there's not a lot of communication coming back, that speaks volumes about what's going on there, which nobody really knows. It's quite fascinating.
Heidi, last week, I think it was Friday, last Friday, as a matter of fact, Baez hits 3 home runs on his debut, and Kevin pointed out that if you'd bet like a dollar or something like that, you would have made $1.7 trillion
on that
bet. You'd
have had to bet $100.
$100 turns into $1.7 trillion. Do you know of anybody that's going to be making their debut that could possibly do that in the future so that we can keep an eye on it?
You could throw a nice little $10 bet down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need the trillion. I'd be happy with the billion.
How insane was that, though, like to be able to do that?
It's very insane. On his first 3 at-bats, not just 3 homers in the game, first 3 at-bats in the big leagues. I had just talked to him because we had Cardinals Cubs last week about Ollie Marmol before the game, and he said, you know, he's the real deal. He's a true hitter. You know, he'll be up here sooner than later. We're working some things, whatever. This was the day before. The day before. Wow. You know these managers. They don't like to give anything away. And he said, no, he'll be up soon. He'll be up soon. Yeah, the next day. I was like, he already had to have his plane ticket at that point because he got like 40 family members in the stands. They had to have known.
He knew.
His performance was spectacular. It was special. They say Daniel Nava hit a grand slam on the first pitch of his major league career. And he said a player had given him the advice of, you never get that first pitch back, so you might as well swing for it. For Baez to go 3 for 3 on home runs in his first 3 at-bats, I don't think we'll see that again. We've never seen it before, but hey, never say never. That's the amazing thing about baseball. You will see something that you've never seen before. Constantly on a baseball field. It's just such a special game.
When you talk about that secrecy from the managers, I don't know if it would make for the best TV, but does every once in a while do you wish one of the managers would just be like, look, Heidi, I don't want to lie to you. And then they just stop talking and they just look to you and that was their entire answer?
You know, that would be better. That would be better than, yeah, we'll be up sooner or later. No. I will say that's one of my favorite parts about being on this Apple broadcast is that we get 15 minutes with each manager privately in their office before each of our broadcasts. And we can ask anything we want. They don't necessarily have to answer, but we do get a lot of off-the-record information that just helps us set the scene for the game broadcast and for what's going on behind the scenes with the players, with potential injuries or, you know, what's going on in the organization or what's going on if a guy's having a bad week or having a situation off the field that they don't want shared with the public. But, hey, just so you know, this is going on. Maybe go easy on the guy. We get all kinds of great information like that. And we just have to determine what we can share and what we can't share. And some things are blatantly said off the record. Do not say this. But it gives us a better understanding so we can do our job better on the game broadcast.
Well, we always get great information from you as well. Doubleheader tonight, Rays at the Orioles, 6 o'clock Central. Angels, Rangers, 7 o'clock Central. That first pitch, about 7:15 on Apple TV. Heidi, thank you very, very much for the time.
My pleasure. Happy Friday, guys.
There you go. Heidi Watney right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, Skip listens to the show. If one time he wants to be like,
what's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Look, Corey, I don't want to lie to you. And then he just stops talking. I think that would be amazing.
My ass off if he
I would be inclined to agree with that.
I would laugh your ass off.
Oh, okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Thanks, folks.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to move into the Expressway, do some Forgiveness Friday, but also we will start it off with NFL overreaction or reality next right here on The Fan.
It's an empty gun for Milton. At the 50-yard line, snap is back, stands, and zips it over the middle. Caught. Smith at the 45. Smith to the 35. What a nice throw by Milton and a good, crisp route by Anthony Smith.
Could Anthony Smith be this player as we start with NFL overreaction or reality? Corey, in the vein of Camden Brown and Trayshon Holden, someone will make the Cowboys and get cut.
Someone has to make the Cowboys team.
Based on tomorrow's game against the Cardinals.
Oh, man. Are you saying it's going to be Anthony Smith? Or are you asking me?
Quinnum.
Didn't he say Quinnum? What is it?
It sounded like an
Quinnum?
M. It does.
I don't know.
No, it could be whatever. It could be whatever player you want.
Are
but
you
if,
saying Pow? Are you saying Pow?
It feels like, although Shoddy was here to slow us down, but it feels like maybe Camden Brown's going to make the team, and obviously Trayshon Holden not with the team anymore based on that first game. So, someone will make the Cowboys and get cut from the team based off of tomorrow's game.
Yeah, Holden became dispensable, right?
Yep.
Because they were bringing on Von Miller.
Oh, and because there's special teams woes
yeah.
in that game.
I also wonder, it's so interesting when you discuss what Shoddy said yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, and when we discussed it with Mickey, and Mickey was like, no, actually, that's a really good point there. Because he also pointed out that Camden Brown has been doing that against the ones.
Yeah.
So is that kind of the Cam Colley thing of we want to see you do it here, but we also want to see you do it here, and we want to see make sure that you're not just a preseason game hero.
Yes.
But you're doing the same things in practice and stuff.
For sure. That's one of the things we said going into camp, right?
Yeah.
Like, listen to all of the coverage and read the relevant things outside of just, I saw this sweet highlight,
yeah.
you know, because there's way more to it.
So if you're saying that somebody is going to get cut based on this one on Saturday night, I think the answer is yes. But it's not going to be like a surprise to the coaches or to the player.
Probably.
Because it's something that's been building for a while, and they're like, all right, we need him to check these boxes, and if he doesn't, I mean, guys are getting cut anyway.
Sure.
But if he doesn't check the boxes, and then he has the slip-up of the thing that we've told him about already, see you later.
Don't forget, pregame for that starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock, live from our studios on 105.3 The Fan and State Farm Stadium in Glendale. Chiafalo and Broadus will be holding it down. All right, Alec, we go to you. Overreaction or reality, in the vein of Camden Brown and Trayshon Holden, someone will make the Cowboys and get cut based on tomorrow's game against the Cardinals.
Reality, and Corey hit the nail on the head where it's going to be somebody that we might even expect already. Because I remember, everything is pro wrestling, as Kevin Gray would say, Trick Williams.
It's true.
He was with the Eagles for training camp when he got out of college, and he said that his wide receiver coach pulled him aside, and he was like, you got any questions or anything? And he said, how do I make the team? Like, what do I need to be doing? And he said, nothing you do here can help you make the team. Everything you do here can get you cut from the team.
Fascinating.
And so he was like, just the nature of you being an undrafted free agent, blah, blah, blah. He was like, there's really nothing you can do that will make us say you just made the team. But you can screw up plenty of things to make sure that you don't. And I think that's where you're going to see maybe like some of the offensive and defensive linemen where you're kind of getting into the nitpicky stuff of their game where you're really breaking down the tape and saying, like Corey just mentioned, you just made that same mistake again multiple times in a game. You're off the team.
That's a really good line, Kevin, because think about how many interns we've worked with.
Right.
How many producers we've worked with.
Right.
But the producers have already kind of made it through that gauntlet, right? How many interns we worked with at the newspaper and here at the radio station where you, the ones that were just consistent, you're like, they got something.
Yes.
And the ones that just, they would make those dumb mistakes, you'd be like, you're never going to make
it. Yeah, you're like, I'm going to keep trying to teach you, but I am very concerned.
Yeah, I got questions.
Overreaction or reality, an NFL player will have at least 20 sacks this season. The average leader for the decade is 19.3. Obviously, you just saw a historic season from Myles Garrett. But overreaction or reality, at least one NFL player will have 20 sacks or more this season.
No. Overreaction. Because Myles Garrett's going to have to share him with Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald.
So he's like, who do you block? So no, I don't think so, dude.
Okay.
Unless it's Donovan Ezeraku.
That...
But he's gonna punch the quarterback every time. He's gonna tackle them and punch them in the face.
Oh man.
So he could have like 30, but every time he tackles somebody, he punches them.
Man, because you couldn't give him
gets ejected.
Like, just go on a thought experiment with me for a second.
Thought it up.
You couldn't go and give him defensive player of the year if he had 22 sacks. But also 22 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties that essentially like negated the sack, and he got kicked out of like 11 of those games. You wouldn't give him the defensive player of the year, would you?
You'd want to.
I know.
You know, you'd want to. But I don't think you can. Somebody from the 903 says Benito is going to do it this year.
Ooh.
And dude, I love watching the dude play. He's a baller.
Alec, overreaction or reality, somebody in the NFL will have at least 20 sacks this season.
Reality, I think it might be multiple. But the music that I'm hearing in my ears right now, it's the music of Will Anderson Jr. That's the first name that popped up when you said that. I think he's going to go off.
Every time we have hyped up a Texans player, they have ended up having a bust season. So are we doing this intentionally right now?
I mean, I hate the city, so I might be. You'll never know.
Did you see the number that they're looking at? That he wants 70, CJ Stroud wants 70 million? Did you already have, I'm sorry, did you have that?
No.
He wants 70 million and the Texans are like 50.
All right. Well, you know what? That segues perfectly into this. Overreaction or reality, CJ Stroud will never be as good as he was his rookie season.
He's got at least 7 seasons left, even if he's bad.
He's only 24.
Because he was a first round pick, a high pedigree first round pick. He's at least got 7 seasons, even if he's bad. Because, I mean, even Trey Lance still exists.
He does.
I can't say never. I think that's an overreaction.
Okay.
But then that would be a very hot take to say yes to that. And we know hot take Medford's in there, just ready to go. So,
At him projecting what you're about to say.
Insane.
You have some of the most fire opinions in the world.
Oh,
so I just can't say because there's just too much left for him. But he has had a bad offensive line in front of him. And B, I think he's not had the greatest opportunities when it comes to play callers. Sloak was great for a minute, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared. So I can't say that yet because he might be picked up by somebody.
All right, Alex.
70 million.
We go to you. Overreaction or reality, CJ Stroud will never be as good as he was his rookie season.
Oh, Corey's wrong. No, I'm kidding. I am with him 100%. I think it's unfair to say that, one, because you mentioned he's 24. Like, he's still got plenty of time. He might not even be, just based off of the metrics that we did a couple weeks ago, he might not even technically be in his prime yet. So I think there's a chance to unlock something or just revisit something that he once had, because the Bobby Slowick thing was so interesting. He was supposed to be the next young head coach to take over the league. And then his second year after that outburst on offense, he made zero adjustments. And some of the players were like, yeah, it's kind of hard to win games when everybody knows what you're running, because you're running the exact same thing. So he has not had the benefit of having great pieces above him.
I think I saw a stat yesterday that, like, during the season he had, like, 2 fumbles, and then he had 5 during the playoffs, and he had, like...
Oh, he had the worst play, one of the worst playoff games we've ever seen.
7 interceptions on the, yeah, like, in the playoffs, and 8 the whole year before. It was wild numbers. But his rookie season was good. Very good. 4,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. That touchdown and interception ratio is good.
It is.
It's not elite veteran level, right? But you'd think that he's going to get back to, he's going to get 30 and 10 at some point.
And if I could just throw this out there in terms of the $70 million, just keep in mind, every single story out there is based off of one person.
Did it happen again?
Because Adam Schefter said they were far apart, and that can be true, but then one person jumped in and said, I'm not saying you're wrong,
but
every single person, every single story is coming off of one person's report. All right. Overreaction or reality? Tyler Smith is one of the best 50 players in the NFL.
I think he is, but the players don't.
The players do not.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy 2 or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, 2 of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ridiculous, dude.
You sound very sad.
I think he's that good, man.
I'm sorry.
He is. It's like watching Fred McGriff's tape on how to play baseball. You know, if you watch him play football, and you're just like, that's how you do it, kids.
Okay.
So I think he is, man.
But all right.
What does everybody else know?
And just for whatever it's worth, if you kind of want to like comp it out, the top 55, let's say 55 to 46 on the NFL player list, CeeDee Lamb, Fred Warner, Devontae Adams, Tristan Wirfs, Caleb Williams, Derwin James, Joe Tooney, Josh Hines Allen, Quinyon Mitchell, and George Kittle. So, like, those are some damn good players. Do you view Tyler Smith, like, in that group?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Alec.
Sorry, I got ball sacked again, and now I'm just...
No, I didn't say that. Off. I'm just saying that there's one person...
Sorry, man. I let down everybody.
All of these stories are coming from. Alec, we go to you, then. Overreaction or reality, Tyler Smith is a top 50 player in the NFL.
Reality, I think he's top 25.
Woo, baby!
I look
he's
at him.
Top 10.
Do you really?
No.
Okay. I think he's teach tape. Like he's like Corey was saying, every offensive line coach in college, high school should be pulling him up and saying, "This, if you want to be really, really good at this, and you want people to envy the amount of work you put into this game, start acting like this guy." Like, he is so incredibly consistent at his job and has been for multiple years now.
Overreaction or reality, Christian McCaffrey does not belong in the NFL top 10.
Well, I would probably move Will Anderson in and him out.
Okay.
But...
Do you want me to give you the list again?
Now this guy's calling me fake news Corey. Gosh darn it, Kevin.
Again.
Sorry.
I did not say he is wrong. Just this one person.
I think that he, aside from Will Anderson, I think he's that close. He's that. Go ahead and give the list out again so that anybody who hasn't been. If you haven't been listening to the show, what are you doing? What's your deal?
And Tyler Smith's not in the top 100. Here are the top 10. Josh Allen, in no particular order. Josh Allen, Micah Parsons, Bijan Robinson, Miles Garrett, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, Patrick Surtain, and Christian McCaffrey.
I think, again, Will Anderson is on the rise again for me here, but he's also proven already he's that good.
Yeah.
McCaffrey has done it. Multiple times, just injuries have been he's still that talented.
Right.
It's just the injury thing is your only real concern with him. But yeah, the ball hits his hand, he's terrifying.
NFL overreaction or reality?
Never looking at Twitter again.
Micah Parsons, stop it. Micah Parsons is a legitimate candidate for comeback player of the year. And the reason why I ask that is just because because the thought is maybe he'll be back for week 6. Ooh. And you have Patrick Mahomes on the list, Kyler, Jaden Daniels, people like that.
Because Kyler wasn't good? Is that what it is?
He got hurt, too.
Oh. Eh. Who knew?
Remember, you're not supposed to vote like that anymore. Just because they were crap last year, you're not supposed to vote for them.
Nobody knew that he got injured because they stopped paying attention to Arizona.
That is true.
I just think that Mahomes is winning it.
Okay.
I got to go look at some awards on Couch here real quick.
Did you know that Joe Burrow has already won that award twice in his career?
Dude, is he ready to leave Cincinnati?
I don't think so, but I was intrigued.
Did you hear that? Yeah.
I was intrigued by something he said today. All right, Alec, we go to you. Overreaction or reality, Micah Parsons is a legit candidate for comeback player of the year.
Reality, I think his name alone puts him in that conversation because it is weird how, you know, it's supposed to be the best story, the best effort after some sort of injury or whatnot. But a lot of the times there's a couple of those cases, so then it's just a popularity contest. So I think if he comes back and has a even decent year at whatever time he comes back, then he's probably the favorite to win the award just because of name recognition alone.
All right. I got one more for you. Overreaction or reality, you like these joint practices because Saquon said they're dumb. There's been fights. There's been fines. There's been maybe a little bit more injury activity. So overreaction or reality, you still like joint practices.
I do.
I do too.
Obviously, you want them healthy.
Right.
But I like the fights. Not because I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to see people fight. I want to see if my team's got some of that in them, you know? You can't do that really on the football field. Because last year, a dude spit on Dak, and guess what happened? Everybody
right.
said, that's gross, you're suspended.
Yes.
Actually, he wasn't. He got ejected for one game and then was not suspended the next game.
Yeah, because they viewed that as their suspension.
That's stupid. not that kind. But, like, I love the opportunity to match up on somebody. Dude, yesterday I went to Plano's scrimmage to watch the high schooler scrimmage. Carter's a freshman.
You went to the scrimmage to watch what?
The high schooler scrimmage.
Scrimmage. Okay.
Yeah. Carter's a freshman, and they were out there, dude. And I had seen them scrimmage against each other a week ago.
Okay.
And then I got to see them scrimmage against somebody else, and they were so excited to hit somebody else.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm so, like, that's what it is. Like, they're so excited. So you get a little bit of more live action out of these joint practices. But I understand what Duke Manyweather's saying about abolish them. It's not good for them.
Alec, what say you?
Besides, I understand.
Captivating. I don't know why that drop just really caught me this
I know,
time.
It got you.
Got him.
Stop. That's a different meme. I like them. I really do. To Corey's point, because you can't be as physical against your own teammates. You want them out there playing alongside you or on the opposite side of the ball, helping you win.
Right.
And they serve more purpose than the preseason games because you're getting best on best, even though it's not a game that matters. It's not even a real game at all. You're still getting best on best. Like, you're still getting George Pickens against, you know, the Rams' best coverage corners on these snaps. So, like, I like that stuff because whenever I see him jump over a defender, I'm like, that's another team starting player that he just did that against. Not, you know, the fourth corner on our roster. It's not Devin Moore. Nothing against him, but a rookie.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And can you go ahead and give me cut number 9 because it's time for some Forgiveness Friday.
Wyatt, what can I do? What can we do as Ranger fans to keep you healthy the rest of this season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. I'm going to want to play every single game for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home and get on my knees for you because, man, do we need Wyatt Lang for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mike Bacsik, the greatest interviewer of all time. Remember all the interviews with Stephen and Jerry?
Mike, he was there.
Mike, do you remember them? I know you're listening. You've been texting me all morning.
Oh, he didn't respond to me when I said, damn, Mike. So awful announcing has to lead off for putting the contingent of Dave Raymond, Jared Sandler, Mike Bacsik, David Murphy at number 27 on their list.
That's
of
brutal, dude.
MLB local broadcasters. I say that is preposterous. And the idea that that group is boring when, I mean, you got that clip. You've also heard discussions about Penta, the wrestler, numerous times, and a funky cold Medina on there. Like, there's been all kinds of stuff that I don't, yes, and that. I don't see how boring could conceivably be one of the things that would come up.
Now, I do have a suggestion, and I'm not trying to eliminate anybody here. Because I like Dave Raymond a lot. I think he's really good. But is it time for Chris Young to give the KNC Masterpiece a call?
To an interview?
Have us come be the broadcasters for television for the Texas Rangers games. We'll keep Mike.
It kind of sounds like you're getting rid of Dave Raymond then.
Alec can be our sideline reporter.
No, Alec's got to be here and do the show.
Oh, no, we're going to continue doing the show.
What?
Yeah, we'll do the show. Yeah, we'll absolutely do it. But,
call my agent.
Why? Man, I'll need to get an agent if we do that job, too.
Alec gets hit with the water tub, and he's just like, you know what? I'm out. My agent says I can't do this anymore. And just let us do our thing and just watch the ratings bonanza, all right, is all I'm going to say. That's
but
my suggestion.
Will the followers of Awful Announcing support us?
There will be one.
Okay.
Except for probably KLNO. They'll be like, nope, seriously, we're still here.
Maybe If we like, here's my suggestion for Mike and Dave. If you've seen that website, just throw in like a little bit of liberal love every once in a while. Be like, you know who's on top of it? Gavin Newsom. Then I feel like the people on that website will help propel you a little higher. I think you should consider it.
I scarcely have ever read Awful Announcing, so I don't know. But I will say somebody's right here from the 469. It's the boring Rangers. The Rangers have not been an exciting team that you're just like, this is it, right?
Yeah.
And that's
that's
the,
true.
That's the thing that, because, man, when Mike is calling really high-quality baseball, I'm just enthralled. I'm fascinated. Because I know we got, what, 5 years, 6 years of it? Was that how long we worked with them?
Yeah.
We worked with them for a while where we got to see and hear new stuff every day. And so I think that what they say, I don't agree with, and I am biased, and I'm also not biased. I don't listen to all the other ones, but that's not a boring production for me.
Now, does Pedro Martinez need to ask for forgiveness, or is he following in the footsteps of Magic Johnson when it comes to Twitter analysis of what is happening in sports?
That's a lot better than I expected.
He tweeted out, "I believe the Blue Jays didn't come out as they wanted to after the World Series." No! You think the team that lost the World Series by part of a foot and then has a losing record now and started the season 7-13 did not come out as they wanted to? Why did it take him 130 games to make that observation?
He just noticed it. Or the robot had run out of things to tweet.
Okay.
Do you believe that's actually him tweeting these things?
Yes, I do.
What?
I've heard some of his analysis on the broadcast. I do believe that.
It's the most ridiculous claim in the history of baseball.
So you're saying if Mike and Dave had a chance to have Magic Johnson in the booth, they should say no?
Oh, no. I think, absolutely, I think Mike should say no. Because I know Mike loves the Showtime Lakers, but I worry that perhaps he would say something else. Or even off air, he'd be like, "Hey, man, why'd you cheat on your wife so much?" Or like, he would say something that you'd be like.
The broadest is sitting there, and he's like, "Seriously?"
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, that AI broadest is one of my favorite ones.
I would worry about that interview just a little bit. All right. I don't think this person needs or deserves forgiveness just quite yet. Did you see the 16-year-old gal who was charged with assault for running on the field at a football game, a middle school football game, mind you, and tackling a player after the play was over and then pushing him back?
Why did she tackle the player?
It's a good question.
Because if this was like she just felt compelled to do it, a little concerning, all right? You know, you need to know your boundaries. But if she was like, "I want to prove that I can play this sport too against middle schoolers," that's also a little concerning. Or did that kid bully her little brother?
Well, the thought was that this was based in just inside this game because things got a little tense after a touchdown. There was a brief scuffle, and then after that, the girl ran on out there. So not only was she charged with assault, she has been banned from Cornersville Middle School football games forever.
Well, now she'll just have to go to Centersville.
The other one is South Middle School.
Oh, okay.
So they really got in depth with these names. That's the South. That's Cornersville.
I hate it. I hate that somebody did that, Kevin.
Yeah.
But also, if I'm sitting in the stands and I see that happen, I am lighting up and going, "Are y'all watching this right now?"
Well, I think you'd have been irritated because then they had to clear the stadium. And so you just got to think that slows everything down.
Maybe thinking like bomb or something. Oh, I get that. Dude, yesterday at a girl sat down next to me during the game, her and her four friends. And they were talking about football. And this girl knew, she knew football, dude. It was awesome listening to this girl. I was like, we need to hire her and put her on a report weekly from high school football. It was so much fun. Kevin, do I need forgiveness from the 806? one of my sales reps scheduled a call for 1:30, and I rejected it because that's Masterpiece of the Week time.
I think you should skip it today. There's some inflammatory comments.
I don't know what you mean by that.
That I think you're trying to drag me into when I made a legitimate point. So
I don't think I listen. It was a legitimate point that has also now become everybody's favorite quote of Kevin Hagelin. I think in the history of it,
wow,
might surpass better, Kevin.
Oh my goodness.
It might be better than better.
Well, I don't know if we can turn that into a segment without getting canceled. But we'll find out at 1:30. But I didn't want to leave this one off.
Okay.
Because I was very proud of the structure of this. Do you think that illegal horse information gatherers and bettors need forgiveness?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Now, there's a scandal going on in HISA. That is the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority. That's a real place. They have charged Marshall Graham, who is a college professor and a noted bettor, with accessing confidential horse health information.
How do you access this?
I can't say. I'm not entirely sure. He was accused of deliberately and methodically misappropriating confidential horse health information that he accessed on its website in a six-week period. So I don't know if somebody helped him get access to certain parts or if he hacked part of the website to get health horse information to help his gambling.
So is
thanks
that
a lot, horses.
I said that.
It's fair. You never know, because like you pull these drops and you're like, that's probably never going to work out. But when it does, it's beautiful.
Is there a HIPAA for horses?
Yes, it's HISA. The horse.
Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you were. Okay, that's. I thought
no,
you were talking about the.
I wasn't starting a knockoff Wu-Tang Clan or anything.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the RZA or SZA.
No. It's the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority.
HISA featuring her. You know?
Yes. Would you like to forgive this person, even though they were getting confidential horse information?
All right. Now, these horses aren't ridden by cowboys, right?
This is a perfect setup for you to just say nay. And I don't want to talk about that cowboy thing again for 35 minutes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And
let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number one will win a 4-pack of tickets to go see the Rangers face off against the Angels tomorrow at Globe Life Field. You can buy your tickets at Rangers.com or you can win them for free right now. Caller number one, 877-881-1053. Next up, C-Block.
What trade would you make? Do you want a spare job like Lenora Sellers or and losing your kid to a girl? Next on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.